Hello, hello. This is a new account I've created for posting all my educational stuff. And you can follow me on Twitter at DanaMDKNY. And we'll be here for the duration. Today I'm going to be reading about the Manhattan Schist. You maybe are aware that skyscrapers seem to dominate Manhattan, but if you look a little closer, you'll see that they are actually clustered in two distinct areas. Downtown is home to the New Freedom Tower, the Financial District, the EPA, and Federal Plaza. Midtown includes the Empire State Building, Chrysler Building, Park Avenue, and Times Square. The surface bedrock over much of the New York City area provides a solid anchorage to support the very high buildings. Although there are two areas of this strong bedrock at or close to the surface, there is a valley in between where the building heights are lower. In the region south of 30th Street, in the strong bedrock, below 30th Street, the strong bedrock begins to fall away. And at Washington Square, including Greenwich Village, Soho, and Chinatown, they'd be underwater if it were not filled with fathoms of debris left over from the ice ages. In this middle area where the bedrock is buried deeply beneath sediments, it is far more difficult to build tall buildings with structural integrity, since such buildings have to be anchored on solid bedrock, not on sediments or glacial till. So, the rocks that form Manhattan, according to the American Museum of Natural History, the island of Manhattan is built on three layers of solid rock known as the Manhattan Schist: Inwood marble and Fordham gneiss. That's G-N-E-I-S-S. The layers were once flat, laying like a sandwich. The Inwood marble was metamorphosed from limestone by heat and intense pressure and formed the 150 to 500 foot thick marble beds beneath the Harlem River, East River, and the Harlem Lowland. It is visible above ground, forming a ridge from Dyckman Street on the Upper West Side northward to Marble Hill. The billion-year-old Fordham gneiss, I might be saying that wrong, lies above the surface in the Bronx and forms the Riverdale and Grand Corcus Concourse ridges. The Manhattan Schist runs from the Henry Hudson Bridge on the north end to the Battery on the southern tip. However, it dips abruptly several hundred feet below the ground at Washington Square and gradually ascends, beginning at Chambers Street again. The three rock layers are now interfolded and shape the topography of Manhattan. Where the Manhattan Schist is found so close to the surface, you can build very high. So downtown and midtown host Manhattan's tallest skyscrapers. So you might ask, what caused the great dip in the Manhattan Schist? About 500 million years ago, the African continent was on a collision course with the ancient North American continent, plate tectonics. 450 million years ago, New York City was situated where the continental plates collided and was trapped roughly in the center of the newly formed supercontinent, Pangaea, which you may have heard of. The impact of the colliding continental plates pushed up the land located in between the two plates like an accordion, forcing mountains upward, forming the soaring tectonic mountain range. And that was that. The collision folded the bedrock into dips and folds, which account for the deep valley filled with sediment and till. Today, all that remains in these mountains are their stumps, which are the bedrock of the modern-day New York City. Being buried and compressed under such a vast mountain range has made the Manhattan Schist an exceptionally hard rock. However, the dips that were folded down formed valleys that were later filled and accumulated loose sediments and rocks during the ice ages. the story of New York does not end there. The area that NYC sat on was weak and unstable and prone to earthquakes and later volcanoes. The volcanoes triggered a mass extinction of plants and animals by depositing huge amounts of hot magma and poisoning surrounding waters and air with sulfur, as well as other toxic compounds. About 200 million years ago, a dark volcanic rock called basalt was formed by these volcanic eruptions and created the Palisades. At this same time, the supercontinent broke apart and New York City wound up on the coast again. Much of the later success of New York City is owed to its location on the coast and its deep water harbor. The minerals in the Manhattan Schist can also prove this story of the bedrock in New York City's long history. The shiny flakes of mica and crystals of garnet only form at very deep depths under extensive pressure for millions of years. Look for them in the outcrops scattered throughout Central Park. We love you, New York. This is from the New York, or excuse me, the U.S. Government blog about the EPA, from the EPA.